All right, welcome to Mr. Cack and Me. I'm Chris, that's Jared, and we started talking about 90s music, and I am not going to fucking shut up until we talk about some more 90s music. So, Reno, you were about to let loose on your 90s selection. Go ahead, reset this song on me.
So I feel like our friend Wilson would really appreciate what I'm about to say, but this is like it feels like it's in the 80s, but it's the 90s. And Robin Hood and Bryan Adams and Everything I Do For You.
I still remember the music video just being scenes of that movie.
Yes, it's just Robin Hood clips. It's just like a trailer for Robin Hood.
And then every now and then Bryan Adams would appear just singing in like a forest.
Yeah, I'm just going to sing for a little bit. Oh, here's Kevin Costner again.
You know, I forget this sometimes, but then I vividly remember it. Christian Slater was in that movie.
Yes.
Christian Slater was like sneakily in so many 90s movies.
Christian Slater.
Oh, the Slate Man. So the reason Reno and I are talking about 90s is because on my other stream, my other thing I do on Rage You Nerds, for the month of July, we're going to be doing 90-themed content. And I started singing No Doubts, Don't Speak. And that led to me and Reno discussing the 90s musics and how, for me, the 90s songs, man, just looking at these 90s songs again. Dude, we had a great decade of music, man.
Seriously.
Just a beastly decade. And I'd like to say it's versatile, but it's pretty much the best of pop. Like, it's just
dude, there's everything. There's everything.
My Heart Will Go On is a 90s song made popular by Titanic, but doesn't matter. Yeah. That song gets
Celine
in your
Dion,
head.
Baby.
It gets in your head. It copyright strike your content, so we can't sing it. But it's so good.
You see, like, a video of someone missing a catch and losing a game, and then that song comes on.
Rage You Nerds YouTube most watched video in both views and hours spent. It's only like a 2-minute clip. Is of the Kyler Murray throwing a Hail Mary pass, and I added the Titanic music to it. That is our most popular video.
Love it. Love it.
And we are copyright struck as heck on that. Well, not strike. It's copyright claimed. So the NFL, I think, or Celine Dion, someone takes all the credit for that. And so not that we are monetized on the channel, but if we were, we would see nothing for all of the traction that thing gains.
We would make nothing.
Dude, but we're making nothing. Dude, Two Princes by Spin Doctor, that one. You got to be in a mood for it, I feel like. But yeah. I was in a mood for it quite often.
Vintage Green Day was in the 90s, man. Like,
What was your go-to Vintage Green Day? Because, you know, some
I really
Green Day
liked
songs...
When I Come Around. I really liked that one. And also, they did another one, and I cannot think of the name
of it. Oh, my gosh, that was Green Day?
Did you not know that was Green Day?
I did not know that was Green Day.
Blow
I have a hard time.
Mind.
I have a hard time reconciling Green Day with, like, all right, they sing that American Idiot song, and I don't hate it because I don't feel like I'm not an American idiot. It's just I don't like that song. It's just not a good song. But when I come around. Okay, Reno, I'm going to say three songs to you. You tell me how much you do love them. All right, first one, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Oh, dude, classic. Freaking classic.
If we were of drinking age in the 90s,
oh, that would be in the banger.
There's
right
no
there.
Doubt on my mind we would be belligerently yelling at every drinking establishment. Play the
a whiskey drink?
Play the pissing song. Piss the night away. Okay, so another one. This one's by Seal. Kiss from a Rose.
Ooh, you know that is so. I believe this is a good time to talk about our soundtrack called Crazy Cack on the Xbox 360 that we played at Wilson's that was on there until that thing died. And I would go in there and listen to that because there were some good songs on there, and that was one of them. And yeah. I would always love that. Like, it's yeah.
I love music. Man. Yeah. I know that's not that's a weird thing to say because, like, most people appreciate music, right? But there are moments where I just like to sit down and get lost in music, and it's just man, music heals my heart. But Kiss from a Rose, last time me and Reno went karaokeing,
did that song.
Well, I requested. I don't know if it ever got sung.
I may or may not have got some.
I requested it, and then I don't think they ever invited me back up.
No, I think my last song was
Scrubs.
Was it Scrubs? I thought it was.
It might have been a Journey song. There was one song that was a crowd pleaser,
Blues Traveler.
Oh yes, it was the hook.
The hook, yeah. Nobody liked the hook. They weren't feeling the hook.
Brings you back.
That's right. They were feeling the hook. I don't know why, because I like the hook.
The hook is good, man. It's a crowd that liked Journey, and then someone did some weird rock song that was like, that's a bold choice. It was like a punk rock-ish song. It's like, I don't know if you're reading the room, but there's like divorcees in a group drinking over here. Like, your punk rock's probably not going to hype this crowd up.
That's right.
I thought No Scrubs should have got more love from the crowd than it did. But again, it was me, you, our friend Ashton, and a large crowd of I still feel like they were divorcees. Like, I don't think they were – I think they were women that were wronged by men, so maybe they would have never liked me. And I feel like that's why I was in tune with Scrubs. I wanted to let them know that I also did not appreciate a scrub and that I knew exactly what the definition of a scrub was, Reno. It was a guy that thinks he's fly. Also known as a buster. Always think about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you
nowhere. So now for the rest of the stream, Cac's going to sing for us.
I don't want none of your time.
If your third song isn't what I expect, I'm going to be disappointed.
Okay, I said three songs. I did not have a third song ready.
I will fill in the third song for you.
Okay, fill it in for me. I'm so excited.
Smooth.
By Santana.
Carlos Santana.
That reminded me
of like during the summer break, turning on the TV, and that song's on, and like we go to the country club to go to the pool, and that song's playing. Like,
dude, is it wild that, yes, a lot of these summer 90s hits remind me of pools, and I don't even think I did this a whole lot, but sandwiches that had chips in them.
Yep, that was the thing at the country club all the time.
Oh my gosh, dude, I just get like I don't even know if I ate one of these sandwiches, but I just visualize
it's so good.
There was something there. I think I was just getting a basic bologna sandwich from the country club. And those sandwiches just hit so different.
Those were so good too. Those sandwiches were so good.
We were probably fried from the sun and I'm delirious.
And literally anything you could have made us would have been amazing, but those sandwiches were made by God himself.
Something good about those sandwiches. Something good about those sandwiches. Dude, I was a big, and I don't think I would have ever admitted it at the time, I was a huge Ace of Base fan.
I never really got into Ace of Base, but I appreciate them now. Like,
I saw the sign. It opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. No one's going to drag you up to get into the light where you belong. But Reno, where do you belong? Oh. They also had another song called All That She Wants, which was also pretty good. All that she wants is another baby.
I remember that one. I'm trying to think of another one.
I seriously could spend the rest of the night talking about 90s music, you know.
I could too, man. I could just sit here and just keep scrolling through my Spotify, which already has all my favorite songs on there. And I'm like, okay, well, I like that one. And we've already talked about that one.
What about this one, Reno? This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
Classic.
This is how we do it. not my favorite on this list of songs I'm looking at right now. But Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
I feel like that's an underrated song.
In the cold November rain.
Yeah.
MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. I feel like you don't need to really talk about that. Of course it was good. But Torn by Natalie. I'm not going to get her last name right. But, yeah. I'm all out of it. This is how I feel, lying cold naked on the floor, blah, 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 blah. Ooh. Now, I sang this song at a dance, Reno. I feel like to one of our friends at a dance, a guy friend, right? Because that's all I did at our school dances was just flirted with our male friends and completely ignored the females. But The Boy Is Mine by Brandy.
Oh, God.
The Boy Is Mine. I feel like there was like some actual, like you could, every now and then, every so often on a dance, you could feel tension from the female crowd when this song came on.
100%. Like you'd look over and see them like death glaring each other. Like, oh, these girls about to fight.
Oh, my. Oh, there's just something so good about this, man. We
haven't even mentioned these guys. And I can't pick one particular song because there's a bunch.
Uh-huh.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Which would you say, if you had to go with one, what would you go with?
Time.
Okay, that's a good one.
I like Time. It's really hard to pick with Hootie, man. It really is. Like, Let Her Cry is a good one.
Let her cry. Let the tears roll down her face. dude, Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
You are going with some straight up like hip hop stuff here, man.
I'm in
like,
I guess I'm in a weird relationship spot. Don't tell my wife.
Some man has done wrong to you, my friend.
Just the Unbreak My Heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt that you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry these tears. I've cried so many nights. If there was a way to like physically show you how many times I've sang just that snippet of a song to someone. In reference to being just,
is that what you're telling me?
Just being a smartass about something, like maybe they're not feeling good, and or like Stephanie would wrong me in a way, and I'd be like, "Unbreak my heart."
How about some Weezer, man?
Which one, Buddy Holly?
Buddy Holly's a good one. Hash Pipe's a good one. Shoot, I can't think of all the Weezer songs because there's a bunch.
Yeah, I feel like you know, there's a couple groups that you could just headfirst dive into.
Like
all
them and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like there's 15 songs that you could pull from the 90s, you know, that everybody knows.
So I feel like now I should be, you know what, I'm no longer going to stray or hide from this. And I did. I vehemently fought appreciating these bands when I was younger. NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys have some dope ass songs.
I remember like being so hard on my little brother because he bought an NSYNC CD.
Would not do it at the time myself. I understand.
Because at the time I was like, oh no, those guys are girly, you know, like, And now like one of their songs comes on, I'm like, this is good. Listen, I like this.
Listen, I admit I was a product of toxic masculinity, and guess what? I evolved. All right, you Neanderthals. I like Backstreet Boys. And I always liked them. Gosh dang it!
I've been here since the beginning.
I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not 40, but you know that's what Gundy said. What? There's got to be other songs that just 50 best songs of the 90s from the Rolling Stone. Britney Spears. Sometimes. Nah. The Offspring.
Ooh.
One of my first actual CD purchases.
Yeah.
I think it was my second. My first was Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park.
Dude, I was just about to say, like, I didn't buy it, but I burnt a copy of Hybrid Theory. That was my first CD. That whole CD is just fired.
Oh, so good. Even the song that you like the least on that CD
is
probably
freaking
still
fire.
And it was like a smaller CD too. Like there wasn't a lot of songs, so like
12
it was really
or 13
good.
Songs on it, and everyone.
And I guarantee
awesome.
You, all of those songs now are on a best of CD for them. Somewhere.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. Absolutely.
Let's see, Crush on You. Oh my gosh! Come on, Rolling Stones. What is this? The Sign by Ace of Base. Yeah, Sophie B. Hawkins. Ah, damn! I wish I was your lover. Damn! I wish I was your lover. I love you till the day I die.
I guess I've heard that one. I guess I missed that one.
Oh,
maybe I just need to hear it.
So go watch Community. You know that comedy that starred Joel McHale and was made by the creator of Rick and Morty?
Yep.
It's on... Oh, it's not on Netflix anymore. It's on It's out there in the internet somewhere, but they have a Sophie
B. Hawkins. If you go out there, you'll find it.
They have a Sophie B. Hawkins dance. Actually, I think it is. Is it still on Netflix? Man, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
It's out there.
You're either going to watch it or you won't. The show's been off the air for like a decade. Let's see. There's got to be something else that like just makes me say, dang, you get what you give. If it makes you happy. That one right there. I use that one interchangeably.
Why the hell are you so sad?
I use that a lot too with like Stephanie and stuff like that. I will ask if it makes you happy.
Here's two ones that are really good that I don't give enough credit, but California Love by Tupac.
That's a good one. That's a great.
No
one.
Diggity.
No Doubt, baby.
Yeah, both those are good.
Baby Got Back was also during this time frame, 1992. My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
What about J-Lo's original first hit?
What was it?
Waiting for Tonight.
Waiting for Tonight. Oh!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a good one.
Hear my arms, waiting for tonight. Oh! Daft Punk Around the World was 1997. Around the world, around the world. Not by far, not their best song, right? I would go harder, stronger, faster, whatever, however the words are incorporated into that song. And then eventually Kanye takes that song and makes it his own. Blah. Flagpole Sitta. Do you remember? So you may not know the name, but do you remember Flagpole Sitta?
I do.
Read about the world, all the super creatures are breeding. Creighton's clothing and feeding.
amputee, God damn you.
I'm not sick, but I'm not well. I love that song, man.
That is a catchy song. I love
that. That was on the Now CD that I had.
Dude, oh my God. I remember the Now CDs. I had like the majority of them. Because so, my parents would let me have them because they bleeped out all the offensive stuff. So my parents would let me buy those.
Good. The Now CDs were awesome, man.
Dude, they were good.
Well, they started out awesome. Then I think they probably diminishing returns
the
caught
first,
up to them.
Like, probably what? 10?
First one had, like, Flagpole Sitta. It had Smells Like Candy, or Smells Like Sex. Or Sex and Candy. Sex and Candy. There we go.
Candy, that's
it. It also had If You Could Only See How Blue Her Eyes Can Be When She Says She Loves Me. Then an awesome guitar. Bow, bow, meow, bow, bow, wow, wow. Well, you got your reasons.
Here's you one. And Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Okay. Oh my gosh, yes, Hold On To One More Day.
There you go.
Make you cry. I love that song because of Bridesmaids. I'm not even gonna lie about it, dude.
Same here.
Bridesmaid was hilarious, and that song incorporated into it was also great. Let's see. Old Dirty Bastard, Brooklyn Zoo.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Oh, Michael Jackson, Black or White was 1991.
Yeah, that was
music 90s. Video was so weird.
That was cool. That was a cool video, I thought.
It was weird, man. It was weird. But... It had Macaulay Culkin and like the...
Yeah. It had some weird characters in it.
Macaulay Culkin was like leading a gang or something.
Yeah. Like, what is going on?
And it wasn't his voice. Macaulay Culkin was lip syncing to like an adult voice coming out of his mouth.
Jumper. By Third Eye Blind.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Oh, dude, we haven't even mentioned Creed or Nickelback.
I just heard the news today.
You said my life was
going to change with arms wide open.
You know, everybody always gives.
I love them. I give it so much grief too, but I love them, man.
I love some Nickelback.
Their
man.
Songs are great. Their songs are catchy. I don't care what that says about me as a person. Because if you don't, if you hold this stance that Nickelback and Creed are bad music, listen, you're only propping up an image to make yourself feel like you're part of a cool crowd. You're not. Yep. The cool crowd embraces the fact that, yes, is it ultimately garbage junk food music? Yes. There's no inherent benefit for chewing on it. But listen, sometimes you just have a sweet tooth and you want to You want to listen to "Look at This Photograph"? It reminds me of
Bittersweet Symphony.
Da 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 da. What about this one, man? I feel like a woman.
Shania.
And then You Go Girls. And then the guy that made fun of all the Shania songs. Do you remember who that was?
Was his name like Cletus?
Yeah, Cletus T something or something.
T Judd.
Like that.
Cletus T Judd. I totally forgot about him.
If Shania was mine.
Yeah. He did one where he's like, he took the Earl song by the Dixie Chicks and made a Goodbye Squirrel.
Goodbye Squirrel. This squirrel's gotta die. Nah, 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 nah. Under the Bridge. So I know you already mentioned Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yes.
I love Under the Bridge so much, man.
That's
so
honestly
much.
Probably my favorite.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good. And I do like to occasionally gently stroll down the road of Californication. By the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but Under the Bridge, I feel like is by far my favorite
that
song of theirs.
And Other Side. I really like Other Side.
Oh, barely making the cutoff, Reno. Mambo number 5. Cassandra, Erica, Bonita, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they get sweeter. Woo!
Like, I wonder if he, like... If he had the girls' names before he started the song and just kind of rhymed the song along with the girls' names, or if he just like threw in songs that would go with his actual song.
Probably that, right? I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans. Oh, man, that's so weird how within this 90s block, within this decade block, you have Biggie's best songs, and then you have just a few years later a tribute song for the passing of Biggie Smalls. So weird. So weird to think about now in, like, retrospect.
Yeah. See it.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, it's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. Na-na-na-na. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. Was Meatloaf, I Would Do Anything for Love, a 90s song?
Is it?
It's got to be, right?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, now I must know. Meatloaf recipe? No.
Meatloaf recipe?
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. 1993, baby!
Wow.
And I would do anything for love. I never lie to you when that's a fact.
Beep, boom, beep. Boom.
Oh man, I used to know like the... Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Let me see if I can just springboard my memory right quick. There's a part at the end when he, like, when it just becomes a ballad between him and this girl's...
Yeah.
It was the... It was the female's part, and it was, "Will you raise me up? Will you help me down? Will you get me right out of this godforsaken town? Will you make all this a little less cold? I can do that. Oh, oh, ah, I can do." That was a great song. I love everything about that song. I know it's like 12 hours long. It's still such a dang good song.
How about the Cranberries? Linger and Zombie.
In your head. In your head. Zombie. What about this, Reno?
R.I.P.
This song was on so... Yeah, that is sad. R.I.P. This song was on so frequently, it felt like the summer that it came out. "I be cruising down my Pinto, and I see homies as they pass." How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Ooh, baby. You're making me crazy. You're making me crazy.
So I just pulled a list, and they have as number one... 90s song, Nirvana, "Smells Like Teen Spirit," and number two as Macarena.
I mean, if they're just talking about how much it was played, Macarena probably was number one.
Well,
honestly,
here's another one. Number three, "Boys to Men," "End of the Road."
Oh, that's not even my favorite Boys to Men song.
No, it's not. It's the one they use in American Dad.
I don't know. My favorite Boys to Men song is "All My Life."
Is that Boys to Men?
Is that Boys to Men or is that Casey and JoJo?
I feel like that's Casey and JoJo.
That's Casey and JoJo. You're right. So American Dad, I don't know what song you're thinking of, but they do sing a song called "Daddy's Gone," and I love "Daddy's Gone." Daddy's gone, and he's not coming home ever again.
Now you got me curious.
All right, so while you're doing that, "I'm Too Sexy" by Right Said Fred, awesome song.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there was one on here. Oh my gosh, it caught my attention, and then I fucking lost track of it.
Here it is. "It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday."
It's so hard to say goodbye. Yeah. "Boom Boom Boom" by the Vanga Boys. I don't know if you ever heard that, but it goes boom 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 boom. I want you in my room.
Yep.
We spend the night together from now until forever.
There's a commercial with these guys out right now. Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop. "Killing Me Softly."
Ooh, from what was the name of that movie that came with?
"Killing
Sister
Me
Act."
Softly with him.
I think it was Sister
it
Act.
Was it in Sister Act?
Yeah, I think it was Sister Act 2. Because it was when Whoopi Goldberg took this choir to this big concert, and then that girl sings this song in the movie.
That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song, though. Living La Vida Loca.
Classic.
Which, you know, honestly, I like that other song. What was it? "Her lips are devil red, and her skin's the color of mocha."
Living La Vida Loca.
Oh, is that Living La Vida Loca? Yeah. I, for some reason, thought that was an entirely different song.
He had another song, though. There was two songs that he really... She bang.
She bang. You remember William Hung? She
it's
bang.
Sad that
she bang.
Now what makes that song famous is William Hung and not Ricky Martin.
Yeah. Goo Goo Dolls, man. Iris.
Ooh, yeah. Iris. Yeah. Iris. They do another one too. Iris and now I'm going to have to look.
Ooh, this is a song I used to sing so much once I learned all the words to it. "Bad Touch" by Bloodhound Gang. Love the
everything
kind you clean up with
game,
the
dude.
Mop and bucket with the lost catacombs of Egypt. Only God knows where we stuck it. Hieroglyphics, let me be specific. Down in your South Seas, got this notion of the motion in the ocean meets small craft advisory. So if I capsize and you size, B5, you sunk my battleship. Please turn me on. I'm Mr. Coffee with an automatic drift. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. Till time can love it just like Lyle, and then we'll do it doggy style while we both watch X-Files. Do it now.
Slide.
You and me. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. That's a real good one. I like Goo Goo Dolls, even though their song...
They were never, like, bangers, but, like, they had some good songs.
Right, because I like the hype song. I like some hype songs, and I like my emotional songs, which Goo Goo Dolls, I always relate them to emotional songs. I like my emotional songs more of the breakup songs, because it's more emotional. That's why I like Unbreak My Heart. I don't want to miss a thing by Aerosmith, and then, of course, yes, you relate it to Armageddon.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
I can't think
day.
Of that song and not think of Armageddon.
Because even when I dream.
Sugar Ray, "Every Morning."
Every morning. Gosh, dude. Mark McGrath does a Sirius XM channel for the 90s.
Does he really?
And Mark McGrath is annoying as all hell, man.
Dude, like, I used to like him when he was... You know, in the band, and once he left the band, he became kind of like a tool.
When it go, I know it never ends, Sometimes,
Shaggy made his debut in the 90s.
Wasn't me,
Mr. Bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic. Can you feel
Mr.
the love
Nova
tonight?
Nova.
Can you feel the love tonight? Because of course, Lion King was
of course.
That don't impress me much. Shania Twain had a dang good
dude,
run.
Dude, she was banging in the 90s.
That don't impress me much.
So
ow,
you're Brad
ow,
Pitt.
Ow. Yeah, yes! So you're a rocket science. That don't impress me much. Ow, ow, ow. Yeah,
you know, this whole stream and this conversation got started with a conversation about No Doubt. Don't
dude,
Speak.
Don't Speak was so good. I also like spiderwebs. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking into spiderwebs, so leave a message and I'll call you back. Cotton Eye Joe by the Rednecks. I've been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago.
Oh, that's funny. That's great.
We don't talk about it, but Spice Girls had a bunch of fire songs.
Dude, they did.
They did.
I used to like them, and like now, like since every karaoke I go to, they do the whichever one was like Shiga Shiga or whatever. Like
the wannabe
the girls.
If
overplay
you
want to
be
that.
My lover,
they overplay it.
Oh my gosh, Reno, it pains me to see this, but I love it so. What is Love by Hathaway? What is love? Love, baby, don't hurt me. Let's see.
I'm dude, scrolling through the
rhythm
list.
Is a dancer.
Rhythm. Ooh,
you can that was, feel it,
so I feel
you
like
can
this
feel
one was
rhythm.
Like one of those songs that always came on and you're like, yeah. And they're like, who sings this? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I could not tell you Snap was the singer of Rhythm is a Dancer.
Yeah.
I could tell you Rhythm is a Dancer. Rhythm, you can feel it. You can feel it. Rhythm. All My Life by Casey JoJo. So yeah, I knew the words. I just forgot the band. S Club Party by S Club 7. They used to have a show that came on Fox Family. S Club. Ain't no party like a S Club party. Show you how. Hey, oh.
Black Hole Sun.
Won't you come and wash away the rain? Have you ever seen that music video?
Yeah, it's weird.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Jump around. Jump up, and get down.
Which means that dun 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 dun. Keep stopping. Jump on in. Yeah, that song is probably a '90s song, right?
I bet you
everything that was played at our baseball games in high school, a '90s song.
I think that was the one that the guy told me to quit playing AC/DC on. Like that's not AC/DC.
Peaches by Presidents of the USA.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Millions
good one.
Of peaches. Peaches,
peaches for me.
Return to Innocence by Enigma. Wasn't that on like Jungle to Jungle? Do you remember that movie Jungle to Jungle?
Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Where it takes the like
he has a son that's like out in the village. It's his son. He has a son out in the jungle. And his mom, I guess, is like, hey, you have a son out here. The Way Fastball. And I'ma see the world as you walk on paved and go. It's always summer, it never gets cold.
I believe it's diminishing returns at this point for me.
Yeah, no, I think we're hitting pretty. I'm hitting like long stretches of meh.
Yeah. Meh. Okay. I'm losing the bangers now. There's not so many bangers out there.
Semi-Charmed Life, Third Eye Blind's where I'm gonna stop. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. No, I'm not. Closing Time. Closing Time has to be a 90s song, right?
Semisonic, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one right there. That one right there. That one's that's the one. That's the one. I'm gonna stop one. Yeah, I could do it for another 50 minutes. We did an hour, Reno.
Can we do the 2000s now?
You want to? That'll be my second episode I just have waiting.
Let's save it for next time.